Hello, hello, hello. You guys are getting better. I appreciate it. Oh, I didn't know about that fleet. That's annoying. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Wait, can you guys really not hear me? Have you actually fooled me on this one?
I see you keying up all the time, Asher, but if people tell you you're not hear you, then that's possibly true, because I don't hear you either.
What about now?
Still keying up, but nothing out of your mouth.
Asher's having some problems. He's working on it.
Did you guys actually get me? I'm so proud of you if you got me.
We did. You're fine, Asher.
I'm so proud of you. I really am. I really believed it. Oh, I love you guys. You did it. See, I changed my push to talk key, so I thought like I actually believed it. I'm like, man, maybe I messed up this push to talk.
Appen really helped out there. I had a hard time. Wow.
He sold me. Yeah, dude, I could not be more proud. All right, fireside over. Well done. Now I can never trust you guys again.
And then to think this is the second time.
I know, Apple. It's impressive. All right, I understand we have a fleet out. Looks like some of you guys are listening in. All right, so politics update. So this is sort of a codification of something that was already initially existing. Is Brave Newbies has joined with GTC, which is mostly Volta, and they are forming B2 is their new alliance name. They won't be called GTC anymore. They'll be called B2. Brave is moving to Fade. And they are going to form a new alliance up north. So that's good. Always glad to have just no, just B2. B2 that would be better. Would be much better. I like that. That B2 is best. But always good to have people working independently over there. And we wish them the best of luck. It is January. This is typically the time when wars do break out in Eve. So I would January is the time when all the Titan fights happen. We don't know why, but that's just it always ends up being that way. And when they don't happen, so it's unlikely anyone will happen this month, but that is when wars do break out. So it is the time to start paying attention, get involved, get excited, all that good stuff. Along with that, let me just wish everyone a Happy New Year. It's the first time talking to you. For my Orthodox people, Merry Christmas. Good for you to be here. I have an exciting announcement to make. Very exciting announcement. I'm personally extremely excited for this one. So our excellent procurement team has been building up, and we have like about 1,000 hulls available for a new doctrine that we will be announcing right now. It's going to be a really, really shocking announcement. You guys are going to be excited. We are bringing out Stormbringers as an alliance doctrine.
Damn, Jilta's got it.
Yeah, he nailed it. I've been telling you guys to save your SP, and this is one of the reasons why, because this is something that some of you guys haven't trained for, and you need to get the spec book. Right now, our procurement team is listing Stormbringers with spec books on the market, so you could buy a Stormbringer hull and buy a spec book in there and plug it in, because it is important. You have to have T2. This is a T2 must doctrine. So except if you don't know how Stormbringers work, and I will explain it. If you don't know how they work. Okay, cool. So I think some of you are just X-ing because you like the X, but the Stormbringer has a gun. It fires one round, one lightning bolt, and then the lightning bolt hits the target that you shoot, and then it looks in a 10-kilometer sphere from the target, and it will randomly bounce to 9 other targets in that sphere. So yeah, it's chain lightning on a ship. It hasn't really been done as an alliance level doctrine before. There was one sort of abortive attempt that Horde did, and they never really used it, never panned out. So this is going to be an excellent doctrine. It really makes Lodgy lives miserable, because not only are you shooting a primary, you're bouncing it off the 9 other targets, and those targets are random. So like say there were like a really tightly anchored ball, there's 100 ships, you will all hit the primary you shoot, but then the 9 things will bounce to random ships within that group. So it is an exciting. I'm really excited for it. Tranquility Dawn says, I thought we made fun of Horde for using it. I believe we did. At the time, Stormbringers bounced to 5 ships, not 10, which is a significant difference. And the ammo was extremely expensive. It really made no sense to use it. But now, it is very useful. Are we going to see just the spec book? We're seeing them in the hulls for right now, Jackson. I think most people who need a spec book will need a hull as well. So this is also the only fleet that you're really going to shoot blues for free on. So we won't officially be rolling out the fleet till probably next week, but this lets you go ahead and get training. This is what we were saving our SP up for. Now, we do have one doctrine slot left that is unfilled, and it probably won't be as wild as needing a new training regiment for this, but it still is going to be something that probably will use some skills that a lot of people don't have or aren't trained for necessarily. So you can use your SP for this, but keep in mind that there is one more coming. We are not announcing that right now. That'll be announced a little later on. Are Stormbringers still countered by simply launching drones? Great question. That counters them for about 5 seconds. So it's not really a concern. It just ruins all their drones immediately. Logi for Stormbringers. This is shield ship, so it'll be a shield Logi. The skill plan, you just need to have the spec trained, and you need to get the range skills to 5. That's really important. Getting the range skill to 5, there is no way to alter the range on eating comp guns. You can only way you can do it is by training the range skill to 5. You can't do tracking computers or anything like that. So get your gun skills to 5. And we have built up a really huge supply of them. Because this is a relatively hard ship to get. So we wanted to make sure that we were ready. Our procurement team has been building these up for the last 3 months and has done an excellent job of sort of clearing the market out of a lot of the stuff and building it for us. Yeah, you're going to want to get your skills up to 5 on this one. It is a skill heavy doctrine. I think it's something that people are going to be really excited for, especially once you see it in action. Guys, if you haven't flown these, they're so much fun. About a month and a half ago, just went to a random fight with about 15 of these. And there was a cormorant fleet or something? I don't remember. It was some like destroyers. And we just primaried one of them. It was the Jackdaw. We primaried a Jackdaw because it was the tankiest ship, so we knew it would die last. And just watched the entire fleet evaporate. And I was just giggling like a madman. Like, it was just so much fun. So once you guys see these in action, I think you're going to love them. It do not kill interdiction bubbles. No. I've done a lot of testing. There is a lot of nifty things about this. I don't want to talk about all of them on the fireside. I want to save some of the stuff for fleets, but there is a lot of stuff that is really useful for this. They will not always be a primary fleet. Sometimes they'll be a secondary fleet. So like you can have SACs or tech fleet or something as the main fleet and these as support. They do fill that role very nicely as a second fleet. So it's really, really, really exciting. I can't tell you how excited I am. I guess I have been, but this is an announcement I've been looking forward to saying. Yep, like I said, the doctrine is not officially coming out for about a week, Yosetsu, but we are just announcing it now so that people can start their training and start plugging in the skills. All right, so someone has asked me to talk about PI, but I'm going to decline to do that. Ships will be going up on the market, guys, pretty soon. Don't worry about that.
Guys, they're on the contracts. They're on contracts.
Yeah, you shouldn't be buying them in JITA. We are going to be able to supply them to you for a better price than JITA. We have built up, like I said, an extensive stock of them. All right, while we sort this out, I am going to tell you all about the new university. We have got a much improved system. We have like 100 level classes, which are sort of basic fleet roles. So if you're a new player and you're interested in, like, how do I get in the fleet? What do I do? These classes are excellent for you. And then we have 200 level classes that are sort of advanced classes that focus on like hulls like interdictors, so excuse me, interdictors, bombers, destroyers, command destroyers, all those kind of things that as you progress, you're going to want to learn how to fly. This is a super important thing, super cool for new players or people who want to catch up on their skills or just have never done these. And there is a forum that I'm going to link in Elysium right now for you. Fastest, he says, are Stormbringers the one where your sex status affects the stats? I think you're thinking of the Marshal. So one thing I've really been focusing on, and this is more an internal level, not a fireside level, but it's like the two R's, recruitment and retention. I'm really trying to get our guys focused on like on recruiting new people, good people to join the Alliance, and also retaining. And so at the Alliance level, retention is what you guys would care about, is how can we offer you a better experience than anyone else? And so when we have our meetings, like we just had 2 hours of meetings before this fireside, and that's a huge thing that we're talking about, is what can we do to increase our member satisfaction and keep people flying with us? So that is always our goal as leadership. It is something I talk about with our leadership a lot. Like, hey, we are here to volunteer to make, we volunteer our time so that the people who fly with us have a more engaging and fun time in the game. And if you are in leadership, that's why you should be here. If you're here to like wave your like the tiniest bit of power around, you're just in the wrong place. I really despise these sort of church ladies. I think it was Winston Churchill who said, the reason college politics are so brutal is precisely because the stakes are so small. And that's sort of how I feel about space jobs. If people are waving around their power from the space job, not the kind of people that I really want. What we want to do is give you guys a very enjoyable, exciting time and make it as easy as possible and as fun as possible for you when you sign up and when you come and play with us. So that's just a sort of a general focus statement, something that we think about a lot. All right, we have some exciting stuff to talk about next week. I think that's the end of it. I think we'll just use the Stormbringer announcement for this week. And if you guys have questions, start throwing them in Elysium right now, and I will answer your questions.
Actually, you should talk about our great news site and promote that, especially for people who love PI, because they can read all about PI on our great news site.
I do think our news site is a really cool thing. So if you're trying to keep up with it, I know Dynex has just linked it. I'll link it again. This is a awesome way for you guys to just keep up on what's going on in Goonfleet. This site can get Goon Rush, so if it doesn't load, just wait a second and it will. Rackbar, all sizes are appropriate and excellent. Did I enjoy incursions? I enjoyed learning about them. It's not something I'm going to be doing consistently, Nemoz, but I do like learning about what people are doing and how they're making money and seeing what we can do to make it better. Dinara asks a good question. Would it be hard to clean up the forums a bit so it's easier to see which SIGs are still around and kicking? Or is the way to do it that I'm dumb and it just doesn't know what it is? No, I don't think that's probably a good thing for us to think about, is how can we better identify, you know, which SIGs are actually very active and useful for you to get involved in. That's something we'll put on our agenda. We'll think about. Can we kick ASCII yet? We've tried, but they just keep remaining useful. So it's a problem that I'm looking to address. Asher, have you ever been so far as to be into the far into it from drug abuse? That's never been a more appropriate question. Like your name, your question go together perfectly. Have you ever been so far as to be into the far into it? Yes, I have. You should look at the contract you're buying for the Stormbringer. If you don't need the spec for the guns, then you don't buy that contract. Some of them have the spec. Ranger, are you here?
Yep.
Are we listing both or just the ones with the spec right now?
We are. And guys, when you're getting the contracts, it says specifically like no or yes for the skill book. And that is the spec skill book that Asher's talking about. It's not all the skill books, it's the spec skill book.
All the others you can get very easily from just like buying from CCP or however you do it now. It's the spec skill book that is a special drop. So if you don't have that spec skill book, buy the hull with the spec. Why is Mist always so scared? He wants you to fight in his terms. He does not want to fight. He's not here for a good fight. Do not be deceived. He is here to get a fight only on his terms, but he will try to beat people over the head and pretend like he's here for a good fight. That's why Mist is so scared. He's scared of losing. Yeah, there's a lot of skills. We actually didn't like make a skill plan. I guess we should probably just make a... It's pretty easy. We'll just put together a little post and explain what the skill plan is. Dynex, I appreciate you. You have a dogged take on the one thing you care about. You don't ever let it go. All right. Any other questions before I cut us loose? What is that? It's a pure blind? Do you mean period basis? You asked about Siberian squads, but you said blind, which is up north. I think you mean period basis. So I'll answer it as though that's what you asked. It is, you know, it's Imperium space. Right now we're discussing the status of it. So, we just aren't worried about it too much. If you want to go down there and rat, you're welcome to.
It's more that we have been very lazy and didn't want to deal with the issues.
It's also more that it's just been the holidays and people haven't wanted to do that, and I understand why. Can I shoot these MTUs and these asteroid belts? We have a policy about that, Darius. I think if there's an active rat in there and you're worried about it stealing your loot, you can, yes. As long as the person's not there. Like, if the person's there on their MTU, you cannot. All right, someone's linked it. Cool. All right, guys. Seems like that's wrapping up the questions. Any directors here have anything else we need to say? Seems like we're good. Okay. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to y'all. And I will see y'all later. Thank you for coming.